Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg, the leader over at Team Hochberg. You hear his Home Sweet Home Help It show on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on WGN. David, they do close the markets. There's a circuit breaker. But I suggested that if we just said, okay, the markets have to stay closed until we fix this thing, that's not fair to the people that want to sell. It's not fair to the people that want to buy. So that's just not how markets work.
Right. Well, if you go back to 9/11, right, and if you go back to 2008, you know, the market was shut down. After 9/11, they shut it down to calm the markets down because, for obvious reasons, right, we were attacked by terrorists. Our country was, it was an act of war. So, listen, I trust the men and women down at the New York Stock Exchange and the men and women at the Fed to do what's right for our financial systems because they've done pretty good improving themselves and getting this country out of crisis in the past, and I have full confidence in the men and women that are at the head of those agencies and those type of operations. So I'll leave it to them, and I'll defer it to them.
David on line three had a question. You're a business owner or operator, are you, David?
Yeah, own a bridal salon. We created a fund for girls that lost their dresses in a natural disaster where our manufacturers, one of three manufacturers, would provide a brand new dress. Might not have been the dress that they selected in the very beginning, but it is a brand new dress to walk down the aisle. I feel like this is a commercial for David Hochberg because ultimately we're not recognizing the small business that already has loans out. I've talked to four business owners, bridal salons, that only had two people walk in their doors on Sunday. This is some of this stuff is ridiculous because they're not looking at us as small independent business owners that are going to lose everything.
So lowering the Fed is not going to help you. What would you like to see happen?
How, John? Help us how?
David, are you still there? Bridal salon owner.
I've
got two Davids. So,
yeah.
David, the owner.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you think it's a commercial. It's really not. We're just answering people's questions and giving our list.
David. Go ahead, David. The bridal salon owner.
Here. What I strongly recommend to everybody, right, before this happened, right, was take out a line of credit against your house to prepare for emergencies. I've been preaching that since I was been on the radio, and I strongly advise everybody to do that because the best time the best time to take out a line of credit is the time you don't need the line of credit, so you have it when you need it, when we have instances like this, okay? We've got, you know, we recommend that everybody contact, you know, I got a contact at Republic Bank, Sherry Jenna. If our listeners want to give out a phone number, I strongly advise everybody to prepare for this thing. If you still have jobs and you're still working and you still have equity in your home, call Jenna. Call Sherry at 630-241-5726.
Once again, a commercial.
No, hold on, both of you guys. I'm tired of listening to you guys bicker. David Hochberg, hold on just a second. David, the salon owner. So, Elif, why can't I do that? Okay, that goes there, that goes there, that goes there. David, the salon owner, just tell me, what as a business owner do you want to have happen?
I have no clue other than having to go to a bank and get a loan when people can't necessarily do that.
Because the bank's just not going to lend you the money that you need to get through this.
One of many reasons. I mean, the nice thing about us is we're financially prepared. We prepared early, but I have friends that are not, that are going to lose everything in the industry. And if you can't go out and get a loan, if you can't borrow money, what do you do?
Yeah. And I'm asking you, too, though, can you imagine anything the federal government could do to help you, like payroll tax forgiveness, that is the FICA or Social Security, or delay payment of taxes, or forgive property taxes? Somebody suggested that earlier today. Is there anything that you think that can be done other than people just showing up and buying gowns?
Well, when you have five employees, you're not looking at a lot of payroll tax forgiveness there. But everyone's talking about the banks and everyone's talking about the interest loans. First of all, I don't think anyone's going to go out and buy a house anytime soon. I could be wrong, but with not knowing what the outcome is going to be, I have increased my staff to make sure that they have jobs and that we're technically overbooking our staff just so that they have some financial income coming in, which instead of having two people working at night, we have three people working at night. Huh. We're trying to help our employees keep with the lack of luxury, which no one has that lack of luxury, but just the support, the financial support that they need. But who is going to help us stay open that doesn't require a loan and doesn't require, you know, going to banks and begging for money?
Well, you need customers, it sounds like. And I got to let you go, David, but I mean, is I presume business is off then right now, or what's happening with your business?
This is prom season. We typically do close to 100,000 in March, just on March alone.
And how is it going?
We're at 12 for the month, 12,000.
And is that because of the virus and maybe schools canceling things?
Absolutely. Yeah. When you start canceling prom, there's no reason to go out and buy a dress.
Yeah, sure, sure. All right, David, I hear you loud and clear. I appreciate you. It's good to hear from a business owner. I don't have any answers for you, but I understand your frustration. I'm glad you joined us today.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for calling in. David Hochberg, the lender, is on the line. From what's the name of that business you run, David?
Team Hochberg at Homestead Financial.
So does this mean anything different for credit card rates, what's happened today? Does it mean anything for car loans? If I'm buying a car, am I going to get a better rate today?
You should. All the short-term rates should come down, so your credit card rate should come down, your home equity line of credit rate should be lower, car loans, any type of installment loan should be substantially lower, substantially lower.
And is what you said earlier universal? You said, but ironically, I think when people think, hooray, the rates are going down, now's the time to buy a home. In fact, those mortgage rates, the lending rates are going up, and that's universal across the country. Is that right?
Correct. For a short period of time, until the water buffalo is digested by the python and the consumption gets through the system. Again, we locked 6 to 8 months worth of volume in a week's worth of time. So the listening public has to understand that yes, lower rates are coming, but until the loans get through the system, they're not going to see those lower rates for another couple of 3 weeks.
And a home equity loan, what happens to that right now?
Home equity line of credit, a checkbook against the house. Again, I've been stressing these type of products since the last downturn when business owners like Dave got crushed because nobody was walking in the door. They could tap into their emergency chute, which is a line of credit against their house, to fund their businesses until we get through this dark time. And we will get through this, just nobody knows when. So having a home equity line of credit, which is a checkbook against your house, and if you call Sherry Jenna, I make absolutely zero money. If you call to take out a line of credit, that's just who we work with. That's who I send all of our home equity line of credit referrals to at Republic Bank. I strongly recommend to everybody listening, if you have equity in your home and you don't want to refinance to lower the payment, or especially if you're a business owner, you need to have an emergency chute, the best emergency chute you could have. Is the line of credit against your house?
In 2008, I recall some of them didn't want to give it or didn't want to lend against line of credit then.
Some of them capped them. Back. What happened in 07, 08 is that when everything collapsed, they froze the line of credit.
Right, right.
And won't let you take the money out.
That's correct.
So if you have it, and I told this to everybody in the radio industry, too, not like it's the most stable industry there either, said best time to take out a line of credit is when you don't need it. So if you get eliminated or there's a business downturn, you could tap into that money as an emergency chute to get you by until we get through this. And that's why having that line of credit is so vital when you don't need it. You take it out when you don't need it, so it's there when you need it, when you don't expect you're going to need it.
Yeah.
So that's what I just want to leave everybody. We will get through this. Okay, I have full confidence in the United States you know, financial institution, the men and women at the Fed know what they're doing. Okay, they're going to throw everything at this. We will have lower interest rates on the 30-year fixed loans in the future. Right now, they got $78 billion worth of loans, 6 to 8 weeks worth of loans in a week. You got to understand, listeners, that rates will come down. Talk to your lender. This isn't a commercial for me. I'm just letting folks know.
Yeah.
Call any lender you want, but be patient and get in line so when the rates come down, they could lock you into the lower rate, close your loan quick, and you could start saving that money. Again, it's not about the rate. It's about how much money you're saving.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right, Mr. Hochberg, you're on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., right?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, John.
All right, take care. There goes David.